Breath Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from IDFA 2014, and I'm joined by filmmaker Mika Lacroix and central subject of the documentary, Paul Madsen. And I'd like to ask the filmmaker, first of all, to introduce to our listeners what the film is about.
It's a film about the Danish tabloid newspaper Ekstra Bladet. And it's about the everyday life with a lot of different stories. And then it's also about the bigger thing that they're really struggling because the paper circulation is going down. So they have to find a new way to earn money so they can survive. And the way they make journalists can survive.
Mm. It's such an amazingly interesting subject. But Paul, how were you approached?
At the beginning, I believed that it was impossible to make a film about what's going on in a newspaper like Ekstra Bladet. It'd be too boring to look at. But then Mikaela showed us some sequences. She made them like 10 pieces, and I could see this could be a real interesting movie if she had full access to everything.
And I think that's very important for the film, right?
Yeah, it's so important. And that was also why I made it very slowly. First, I just was like an observer for some weeks without a camera. Then I came back and asked, can I be here for 4 months with my camera just doing research so I can see if there are film and if you let me in also when the difficult situation.
Mm, yeah.
And then I was editing that for like a dummy, and I showed them the dummy, and then they allowed me to come in for a year to do the film.
Did the cameras ever get in the way of your work? And were you, did you feel like maybe at the start people were still trying to get used to it?
No, we didn't feel like there was. Mikaela is not that tall, so we didn't recognize her after a couple of weeks. And then she was very good at just being there. So we were doing what we normally did, and she was just there. So we, after maybe a couple of weeks, we never thought about if she was there or not.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit more about the subject. There's definitely a fall in popularity in the printed press. There's no doubt about it. The interesting juxtaposition is that there's definitely a fall in popularity in cinema, too. So the two things are combined in this film, because being a documentary that's going to be theatrically released. And what is the situation with the printed press now? And how do you try to fight it and innovate the product that you're offering?
The situation is that if we didn't do anything, we would have to close down the printed edition of Ekstra Bladet, which have been there for 110 years. And what we are doing is that we are trying to get people on the internet paying for some of our content, the best stories, investigative journalism, and so on. This is a story about a newspaper going down. It's not a story, a film about the other side of what we are doing, a very, very popular, the most popular internet site in Denmark, and how we are trying to transform everything into a digital world. But I think that after seeing this film, I understand a little more about my company as well, because I can see everything in what's going on.
I think the viewers will understand a little bit about more about this world in particular too. Let's talk about influences. What were your personal reasons to delve into a storyline like this?
Actually, my father himself was an editor, so I grew up in a family. When I was a child, he worked on a paper who had a big financial crisis, so he put in our house to save the paper. But luckily enough, the paper's problem was bigger than the worth of our house. So we stayed in the house and the paper closed. So I really have this situation very close in my own childhood. So I have always have a dream about making a film about a newspaper, but everybody told me I couldn't do that because that world is confidential and they would never let in a camera.
Yeah.
But then I had a meeting with Paul and with another Danish newspaper, and as I explained before, slowly I started to come in, and also because I think it's so important to see how that world is working, because it's a big part of our society and a very important part. And we know not all, but we know something about the parliament members, and we know a lot. We have seen film from the police, but I think it was also important to cover that part of our society.
Yeah. And why do you think it would be interesting and important for the viewer to know that part of this kind of world in particular?
Because it's a big thing in our daily life. We have medias all over, and it's important to see how they work. And it's also important because right now people are not buying the papers anymore, and they get news for free on the internet. And I think it's important that people understand if they want good journalism in the future, then they have to pay for it. It don't have to be a paper. It can be on the internet, but content, good content, costs money to produce. So that cannot be for free. If people are not willing to pay, they will only get telegrams and the funds, cheap stories, and not the very important stories.
Yeah. What are the counter effects of, say, a lot of people getting their information from social networks and social media, as opposed to, you know, getting information from a platform that you have to pay for, but that probably gives you the stories, you know, the meaty stories?
Yeah, but if you want to do investigative journalism, it's very expensive because you have to have your reporters working on the stories for weeks. That's a part of what we are doing. But if we should be able to do that in the future, to finance this kind of journalism, we have to do the popular stuff as well.
Yeah.
And most people are, you know, getting our news or sharing our news from Facebook or Twitter or somewhere else. And that's, of course, a problem, because early on they went to a media because they choose the media. Nowadays they choose only the story, which can come from everywhere. So what we're trying to do is to keep people inside our media by giving them everything what they want: sport, entertainment, and investigative journalism.
Yeah, and there is definitely a thin balance between quality and quantity.
Yeah, but I think it's more like that if we only did entertainment, people would get the entertainment somewhere else. And if we only did investigative journalism, they would find somebody else who would give them the sports. So what we have to do is to fill up in three glasses with entertainment, sport, and investigative journalism. And if one of the glasses are too full, it's really a bad mix. So you have to make this mix.
Yeah. And I would like to almost ask the same question in terms of documentaries and film to you. Right now, cinema is undergoing a digitalization, and the same problems that are happening with printed press are kind of parallel with cinema too. Less people are going to the theaters, more people are watching content online, and sometimes for free, you know, and illegally. So, how does the documentaries as a form stand in today's cinema?
But actually, in Denmark, where we are from, it's going up. And this film has been a great success in the Danish cinema. Yeah. People are ready to go to the cinema to see a film about a newspaper that a lot of them don't like. They love to hate the newspaper because it's tabloid, but they want to go to the cinema and see it. So if you have the right film, you can make a big audience in the cinema, because people actually like to sit in a cinema where they don't have any second screens. Because the problem is now that people are sitting home in the homes, and they are watching TV, and they are on the phone, and they are having two or three devices at the same time. But the cinema is 2 hours just there in one film. So I think the cinema have a great possibilities in the future.
Yeah, absolutely. It's all about the collective experience, you know, in cinema. So what is the message that you would like viewers to take home with them? This is a question that I'm going to ask both of you after watching the film.
I think the message is what Mikaela said about that if you want real journalism, you have to pay for some of it. And the other thing, that's more local thing, about that people in Denmark would believe that we never think about what we are doing, we just do it to earn money. And if they've seen this movie, they would, of course, they maybe not think that we are making the right decisions, but we are thinking about what we are doing.
Of course, that people have to understand that good content costs money, and they have to pay for it if they want a watchdog in our society in the future. And then it's also to show a more nuanced picture of what's going on in a newsroom.
There's good reason to believe that this is a documentary that a lot of people will be talking about. And I thank you very much for having joined us today and for talking to us about it. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.